Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Unknown and Unexplained. I am the one, the only, the original Dansky, and this is a really special show because I've got three special guests with me today who are very close to me. They're like my top advisory team. It is my two nieces and my nephew who've come on the show today. They've listened to my show a few times. They've enjoyed all of the episodes. And I thought it was about time they finally came on here and helped me explain one of the deepest mysteries that I think we're going to be discussing on here. Definitely one of the oldest mysteries that we'll be discussing on here. And tonight, that will be the ancient astronaut theory. And if you're not aware of this theory, this may be one of those things like when I did the Mandela effect, I told you that at the beginning of this, it may change your way of looking at reality itself. And this is the same thing in the ancient astronaut theory. This is one of those theories that shakes everything you believe to the core because it counters almost everything you have learned in school as far as Darwinism, creationism, any of the subjects out there that discusses any of it. So I want to get the kids involved in the conversation right now. I want to just get them jumping in right here. So I'm going to put the mic over here. Guys, we're going to have to talk a little loud to make sure we can all get caught in it. So when I say ancient astronaut theory, what's the first thing that you guys think about when I say that?
Invasion.
You think, Tommy thinks invasion. So Lorelai, what do you think when I say ancient astronaut theory?
I think about abductions and stuff.
You think of abductions and stuff. Okay. Addy, what do you think?
I think of astronauts on space and I don't know, discovering space and flying to the moon before Americans could.
So you think of exploration.
Yes.
And doesn't that make sense though?
Yes.
That if there was an ancient species of aliens or something out there, wouldn't we kind of maybe think they would do what we would do?
Yeah.
As far as what are we doing? Tommy, you got a lot to say, obviously. So what are we doing? What do we do? Like at NASA, what do we do? What do we do over there? We're launching all kinds of stuff, so where are they going?
In space?
They're going into space, but where are they going? We're exploring places. We're exploring the moon.
And currently right now we're trying to explore Mars.
We went to Pluto, that's right. We went to Pluto. So we're sending robots to other planets.
Or Venus.
Yes, we went to Venus too. But isn't that what we're doing, Tommy? We're sending robots to other planets, right? That's what we're doing, guys. We're sending robots to other planets. So if we sent if we found another planet outside our solar system, what do you think we would do? Do you think we would
explore it?
We would explore it. Do you think that if we went to a planet, you guys are all so smart and you all took history, when the pilgrims, or not the pilgrims, when the conquistadors, do you know what the conquistadors were? Okay, now hang on, Tommy. Don't say anything for a second. When the conquistadors came over, the Indians had never seen anybody look like them. What'd they think they were?
Aliens.
No, they didn't think they were aliens, but what? Close.
Outsiders.
No, you're getting close. They thought they were gods. Remember? Right? Because they wore the shiny armor. And they came in these special boats with these huge things that would propel them across the sea that they didn't understand sail. They didn't understand metallurgy with metal. And they and certainly never saw flags and people with guns. These boomsticks that could knock a person down with magic. Because he can make something explode over here and the guy down there falls down. So these guys must be gods, right? That's all because only God can do that, right? And they, you know, they had a very natural idea of gods. God would make the trees grow and he would tongue on him on. And so wouldn't you think that if we went to a planet and we landed in our rocket ship from the stars, we came from the sky, and we came out with all this cool stuff, and man, he must be a god. What do you think, guys, if that happened here? Do you think, is that a crazy thing to think?
Yeah.
You think it's crazy? You don't think it's possible?
Yes, it is, I think.
You think it's possible. What do you think, Addie? What do you think?
It absolutely is possible that aliens could come easily.
And I guess I'm getting to the point where if you have technology and you show it to a civilization that has no technology, then I guess they would think of it as magic.
They would.
So if you had like the Norse gods, like Thor, Odin, and there is a thing, like we all know Odin's hammer. Is it possible that this was something else and their only way of explaining it was calling it a hammer? Perhaps it was some kind of machine that would build things as well as knock them down, because they made it a hammer, not like a club. So what do you think, Lulu? What do you think? What do you think are other things that could have been interpreted? Odin had two birds that they said could, that he could see for the anything they saw. What do you think that could be, that is something that's regular technology today? What could that be, you think? You know, we maybe a drone? Maybe a drone?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
That's okay. Maybe they saw these drones, they didn't know how to explain it. Four propeller machine with a camera, so they said it's a bird. Explain it as a bird. Remember that when they tried to explain that something could fly, they just put wings on it. And that they thought you were an angel, they just put wings on you, because it was interpreted the wing that angels could fly. Which, that's another thing. Why do they think angels could fly? Could it be that some species landed and it had the capability of flight, and they thought they were gods, so they immediately assumed gods must be able to fly.
Yeah, God can fly, he's in heaven.
So what do you think, Addie, is another civilization that may have encountered ancient aliens and thought they were gods?
The Aztecs?
Okay, tell me something about the Aztecs. Tell me what made you think that.
I don't know.
It's okay. Yeah, you do. It's okay. Like, I think what you're trying to articulate is their knowledge.
Yeah, they do have a lot of knowledge and could use it to benefit from. They didn't always do that, though.
Yeah, they had all kinds, and they knew stuff that they really, no one really knows how they knew.
Yeah.
Like, there's a constellation that they actually mapped out that's not visible without a telescope. And nobody knows how they did that. That's a really good example of how they do that. If somebody didn't tell them it was there, how would they have known, right? So, Tommy, can you think of a civilization that may have been visited by aliens? What do you think? Lulu, can you help him? Can you help him, Lulu? Come on, don't be afraid to talk.
They haven't worried about that yet.
That's okay, we're having fun. Just take a guess. Maybe this one.
Maybe.
Maybe Indians? Native Americans?
Maybe, yeah, they've been to Earth.
They want the pilgrims.
They've been there.
Maybe they've been visited by people that are not from Earth, are they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Native Americans, because they had a very deep connection with the Earth, and they talked of star people.
Yeah.
And then they had the ant people. We had the Hopi Indians who they were. There's a story that they were led underground and protected by these ant people because there was a war. How about India? The flying machines. Honey, can you? I don't know what they're called. I don't think it's going to be in my research, actually. I'm trying to remember what they are, ladies and gentlemen. The flying machines in India. No, they're actually in the Bhagavad Gita, the Book of the Dead. And it's an extremely old book. And there's actually a story about an ancient civilization, and they would they actually had a war. I think this is it. Yeah, Vimanas. Does that ring a bell with any of you guys? The Vimanas? And there was a story that these Vimanas, which were these flying craft, and they had schematics and everything of them, and they explained them the best they could, but you have to understand they didn't understand the knowledge of flight, so they thought it was magic. And there is a chronicle of a war that is fought with these crazy weapons, a bow and arrow that could destroy whole cities, which now we think that was some kind of nuclear weapon. And if you go to where they said it happened, there's actually something called vitrification, which is actually when it gets so hot, the sand turns to glass. And that can only happen in a nuclear explosion. So, and there's high radiation levels. Higher radiation levels that shouldn't be there unless a
nuclear weapon was fired.
How do you explain that? And that's not it. There are so many sites around the world that is built, and I'm not talking about the pyramids and stuff, because I know that was built by laborers, craftsmen, tradesmen, professional construction workers and stuff. It wasn't even made by slaves. It was made by actual workers who were paid a wage and given a good living. But there are places that is way before that. There's actually a location where there is a relief of every kind of animal around the world, flamingos, alligators, ducks, giraffes, everything. And even there's actually even some that is up there where there's no way the person in this area even knew they existed. So how did he even know to make it on there? And there's dinosaurs on there and stuff. Like, there's other things. It's like, how did he know to put that in there if there were no dinosaurs left? So, stuff like that. Another thing, and you guys jump in on this one, it seems that we all have a common belief that crosses cultures as far as the Great Flood. Now, that's just one. There's a lot of these things. Every culture has said something came down from the stars and communicated with them. What do y'all think about that? That's every culture. Do you think that's just because maybe as a human race we have a natural fascination with the stars, or do you think there's actually something to that? What do you think, Lulu? Do you think that maybe what do you think, Tommy? Do you think that there's a chance that everybody thinks that because it actually happened? Yeah?
Yeah.
How old are you, Tommy?
Seven.
You're 7 years old. What grade do you live?
Second grade.
Do you like going to school?
Yeah.
Okay. Lulu, how old are you?
10.
And do you like going to school?
Yes.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I do not know yet.
You're just going to enjoy being a kid until you have to make a decision?
Yes.
That's totally
our research college.
Yes. Yep. And Adeline, sweetheart, how old are you now?
13.
Yes. Yes, I know. You're getting old fast. You look beautiful, sweetheart. And what do you want to be when you grow up?
A forensic pathologist.
That is amazing. Tell me what that is. As if I didn't know, have any clue what that is, what would you be doing?
Say there is a dead person. We're going to use Lorelai as an example. She got stabbed in the stomach by somebody.
Oh my gosh.
I have to do the autopsy on her.
Okay.
So she'll be laying out on the table and I have to examine where she got stabbed. And her inner organs.
So you basically lay out everything that happened to her.
Yes. Wow. And then I decide how she died. Like say she got hit on the head, blunt force, head trauma.
Wow. So you wanna like work with law enforcement?
Yes.
And stop criminals. That's awesome, sweetheart. That's great.
Okay.
So you're a scientist, so your scientific mind, what do you think about the idea that we've been visited by ancient aliens by the fact that every civilization has said that they've made contact with some kind of star being? Well, what do you think about that? Do you think that is it possible that we all just think the same thing, or do you think that maybe we've really met these people? We've really met someone from up there, and that's why we're all talking about it.
With every culture believing something different, and like for instance, our culture believing in Christianity, and then another culture being like Judaism, it leads back to the same guy who was visited by one God who is believed to be real and has created the earth and heavens. No matter where you go, any like belief, it's gonna be, do you believe in the God of Abraham? It's always gonna be a yes, almost no matter where you go. Believing that we've all been visited by this one dude. So, only one so-said alien.
So, yes.
Yes.
That's what I think. That's what I think. And I think, and I'm glad you mentioned religion, because I am a Christian, and I'm baptized, and I'm devout. The fact that ancient aliens may have visited the earth does not affect my religion at all. Reinforces it, actually, because I'd like to think that if Christ made civilization on one planet, why would he stop himself or limit himself from creating an assortment of many beings? Because I would like to imagine down the road us all working together like a huge intergalactic family, exploring the boundaries of existence and reality and life itself, because that's really the point, isn't it? So the idea, I think, of having these ancient astronauts coming down and visit us is not only plausible, but it makes perfect sense to me, because that's exactly what we would do. And what we will do, actually, as we go into the future, Voyager 2 left the solar system. That's exactly what they're doing. These pioneers that visit us and then pass their knowledge on to us best they can, the way they can, in a way that we can actually not just receive it, but able to document it, and that maybe our ancestors later down the road can understand its full value. But I'm thinking of something else now. When you said the Aztecs, you know there's a relief on the tomb of this king, and he's riding a rocket ship.
Yes.
He's driving a rocket ship, and then a fellow actually threw together a mock-up, a three-dimensional, like he made a model of it, and it is an accelerator, handlebars, a breathing apparatus, pedals, and it's right there in front of you, as plain as day. And I think the reason that we have this issue where people don't want to acknowledge it is because it messes with their religion, that there are aliens out there and they visited us and people thought they were gods. What if people think Jesus was a god? Well, who cares if they think, you know, Jesus was like an alien and wasn't really a god? Because I already know the truth. Jesus was the one and only Son of God. But I also think that Odin was real. I think he was an alien. I think that the eye patch, they said that he lost an eye and he saw everything the crow saw, and he saw everything. He lost that eye, and somehow that patch gave him that. So I think the patch is like a future eye thing, like a Google eyeglasses. The Google eyeglasses where you can access stuff on the glasses.
They already have that, like in the Amazon Alexa.
And I think it operated drones, and that's where you get the idea of these birds that hear and see everything and report back to them all the intelligence. I think that's just a guy that has satellites and stuff and can watch you. I think Thor, God of Thunder, was a guy that had a some kind of mechanism that both did construction and demolition. Their explanation was a magic hammer. You think of one. You think of one. Can you try and think of one that's maybe an alien that was mistaken for a god? And maybe an Egyptian? Or...
I was going to say that maybe Egyptian gods, because they have all these different gods. Like, they got one for cats.
Yeah, they got Ra. Ra is sea barge. And he had to use his staff to fight off the darkness. Maybe that was this sea barge was a ship. And we explained it as that because he would talk about it floating down the Milky Way, like a ship. We know the Milky Way isn't actually a river, and I think Ra's barge is a spaceship, and Ra was an alien, and there was a conflict with other aliens that had interests, almost like the East India Company back in the day, when they were doing Dutch colonialism in South Africa. They fought other interested parties so that they could keep the natural resources to sell and distribute themselves. Is it possible that aliens came to the planet Earth because we had a huge abundance of these natural raw materials, and they fought off other interested alien parties that wanted to mine this stuff too? Man, we've done it on our own planet. I don't know if it's that far of a stretch to think that that could have happened on an intergalactic scale. What do you think?
I'm lost.
Well, that's okay. I'm just thinking that if you think of Earth as like a continent, as a small area in this huge sea of other continents and other countries, and you had resources here that you wanted to mine, and there was other interested parties, you could go and just fight them off. You're like, no. And like back in the day when the pirates would try to raid stuff, and the East India Company and like Jack Sparrow and stuff, they owned this area to do trade. I don't know if it's that far of a stretch to say that that would have happened here with ancient aliens.
It could have.
They did mine the, all of the stuff tells us that they came here and were trying to acquire gold and other precious metals. And we know now that gold is an amazing conductor for electricity. We use it a lot in space travel. So this isn't really, I don't think they took it for its looks. I think they took it for its purposes, what you can use it for. And I think they did that with a lot of other stuff, like platinum, silver, things of that nature. So I don't know, but to me, it makes sense. So what do you think, guys? Do you think that, it's almost like a company finding Earth and being like, oh, this place has a lot of gold and stuff. I'm gonna send a crew here and extract such and such amount. And if anybody sees anything, I'll abduct them, wipe their memory. They'll think they're crazy anyway, because they're a bunch of savages living in caves. That almost sounds like something our government would do, isn't it?
It really does.
It sounds like something America would do, right?
Yeah.
Y'all have something I need. I'm going to go over there and take it. Y'all can't do anything anyway. You don't even have a flag or anything. So what are you going to do? So I'm not shooting down the American government, but I'm just saying, like, I think any government would do that, especially if it was that far away and you didn't have to be accountable, I guess is the word I'm looking for. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the show. That was an awesome show. I had a lot of fun. We didn't really do a lot of notes or anything. I didn't do it the way I usually do it, but I wanted to do it with my nieces and my nephew. So I don't really care if I did it a little differently, because I had a lot of fun tonight. You're listening to another episode of The Unknown and Unexplained. Remember, please remember, that when you go out there, don't ever go alone. I'm the original Dansky. Have a great, happy new year.